Unpolished Gem, written by Alice Pung and read by Melissa Chambers.
How did that happen? I often wonder. How could someone like my grandmother bear to have her baby given away? The alternative I cannot fathom, that it would have been an arrangement and that she would have known during the pregnancy. Yet characters are only fixed through experience, and usually bad experience. Before character, there is only personality, and who knows what kind of person my grandmother was back then. Yet one thing I know for certain. He was never snatched back, that last son. Fast forward 55 years, and a man from Macau appears at her funeral. He is very short, with a gentle face. He was never snatched back. You can tell because he looks into the glass of her coffin without the same solemnity as the rest of my uncles. Why was my grandmother unsuccessful at stealing her son back? Perhaps she just learned to let him go. After all, there would be more children. There would always be more children to cling to her pants legs, to ask her about maths problems, to make paper chains with, and to share her big soft bed. "Tell me a story," I would plead, snuggling up to my grandmother in her bed. My grandmother always had a queen-sized bed in Australia. "Tell me a story." And there would be stories such as I had never known, could never tell, and will never know again, because my grandmother was possessed of a form of magic, the magic of words that became movies in the mind. The people she spoke about came alive through her voice, her pauses, her animated eyebrows, and the distinction between reality and fantasy no longer had any force. There was no distinction. And in the safety of the blankets, all past children no longer mattered. I was her one and only, and I would never have to find out about the one who was given away.